of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Authorities releasing new details on the investigation into David Ortiz's shooting.
Police say this was all part of a sophisticated hit.
The first person to be sentenced in the college cheating scandal will not go to prison.
I have taken responsibility for my actions.
Former White House aide Hope Hicks will testify before a congressional committee investigating President Trump.
Oscar-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is planning to turn himself into police in New York after a woman accused him of groping her in a bar. An accusation Gooding denies.
A House committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for withholding documents related to the 2020 census.
If somebody called from a country, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Never been more proud to wear this jersey. This group of guys is, it's unbelievable.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a, the list, please. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Let's see, 272-9228, first time calls, need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And we've got the winner for this hour of the Marguerite Forever Diamond giveaway. Drum roll. James Wirschling. Last name spelled W-I-R-S-H-I-N-G. And I'll get that telephone number for you. Hold on 1 second.
Please play the piece before we start the show.
Oh, guys, we're coming. Okay, the telephone number is 396-5477, 396-5477. James, you need to call that telephone number within the hour, and your name will go into the $10,000 one-carat diamond ring from Marguerite's.
It's going to be a nice ring.
That's going to be a very nice ring. That's a heck of a deal. These are the type of giveaways I love to do, these kind of stuff. I remember I was at a radio station one time, and we had this vault that had, and back during that time, $10,000 was a lot of money back in the 70s.
It's a lot of money now.
And we had so much fun with that. That phone would just ring off the hook when we would do we did a touchtone thing on the phone. That was the telephone number for the show. Okay, let's see. We just came back from Sweet Creek Farm Market, by the way, and they have got Slocum tomatoes. Have you ever had a Slocum tomato?
No.
They are outstanding, juicy, and have this incredible taste to them. I actually will take them and slice them and put them in a little bit of pickle juice,
right,
and marinate them a little bit, and then cut it up and put it on salad.
Wow.
It's absolutely incredible.
Wow.
So they have Slocum tomatoes, they have peaches galore, they've got peppers, they've got onions, they've got so many great things, corn, cantaloupes, and matter of fact, I had another cantaloupe this morning that I got from them a couple of days ago. Those cantaloupes are absolutely just outstanding. So go down and see them. It's Weekly Farm Market. Reed's at auction today, so Karen is down there. We got to hug her, and I can say hello to her. But they've got this. The fruit and vegetables are rolling in, so take advantage of it. Okay, so Donald Trump does an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and we're going to play the interview for you first, ABC World News Tonight. This was a 4-minute, 14-second piece on ABC World News Tonight, which is only, by the way, 30 minutes long with commercials. There's a lot of story here. So I want to play you actually what you heard last night. We'll get to the pieces from how CBS played it. But I want to get your opinion on what you think about what Trump said.
We begin tonight with the exclusive interview just before we came on the air tonight. President Trump with our George Stephanopoulos. The president talking about the race for 2020 and those new polls getting a lot of attention that show several Democrats ahead of the president in head-to-head matchups. Joe Biden with the biggest lead over the president. Tonight, the president saying those polls are untrue and telling George he has a strong case to make to the American people on why he should be reelected. And George asking the president if the Russians, if China have dirt on his opponent this time around, would he entertain it or would he call the FBI? Let's get right to George live at the White House tonight where this interview just wrapped up. George, good evening.
David, good evening. It was an extraordinary 48 hours. Access like we've never seen before to the president of the United States on Air Force One, in that presidential limo, the beast, and in the Oval Office where the president took on those polls he calls fake.
As we walked into the Oval Office, President Trump had already tweeted about new polls showing him behind the Democrats, clearly not happy.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because it's untrue. I like the truth. You know, I'm actually a very honest guy. If I thought they were correct, I wouldn't be complaining at all. I understand that. It's like the witch hunt that goes on.
The Russia investigation, a topic he raised first and returned to again and again. As he spoke in the White House over on Capitol Hill, Donald Trump Jr. was arriving to testify again.
Are you here to correct your testimony?
Nothing to correct it.
Your son, Don Jr., is up before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. And again, he was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though,
by the way, not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news, I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man, that he was going to go to jail.
I'm going to have a little bit different twist on this than most people have. And the next cut has got the piece in, and I separated it out, of what Donald Trump said that people, the Joe Scarboroughs and the CBSs and ABCs and NBCs went crazy over. Let's listen in.
In June of 2016, just months before the election, Don Jr. received an email from a business associate promising dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. Don Jr.'s response, "If it's what you say, I love it." The conversation led to a meeting in Trump Tower that included the president's son, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer. Don Jr. insists nothing came of it. And special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia.
And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia,
you do. I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life, you don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office, you do whatever you do.
Al Gore got a stolen briefing book, he called the FBI.
Well, that's different, a stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen, this is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right, they come up with OPPO research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
Okay. So that aired last night, 5:30, 4 minute long out of a 30-minute broadcast. Excuse me. And then about 45 minutes later, all of a sudden, New York Times breaks a story that Attorney General Barr is sending Durham over to the CIA. Let me read the first paragraph. Justice Department officials intend to interview senior CIA officers as they review the Russian investigation, according to people briefed in the matter, indicating they are focused primarily on the intelligence agency and explore conclusions in the 2016 election that President Vladimir Putin of Russia intervened in to benefit Donald J. Trump. Okay, so if you hear what happened in this exchange, he basically said, I don't see a problem with this. Now, I think what he's about to do is a little judo flip on these folks, because what he's saying is like all the Dems are going, you don't see a problem with this? Of course you need to report this to the FBI. Well, if Hillary Clinton is dealing with Michael Steele, forget that he was dealing with, wasn't a KGB agent.
Right.
He was an MI5, MI6 agent from another country who hated Donald Trump and tried to affect the election. How many other people have done things? What did the Intel Committee know about this? What did the Gang of Eight know about the whole thing? Remember, we did a report yesterday saying that they believe that members of Congress knew what was going on. They knew about the dossier. You remember that?
Well, they did.
So I think he's about to pull a gigantic judo flip on them.
There's a lot of judo fixing to happen.
I tell you, because what they've done is they're outraged. They're going, Donald Trump, I mean, Nancy Pelosi made a complete ass of herself today, talking about he's obstructing justice again, and he's hiding something, and
broken record.
Cover up and all this kind of stuff. And do you think that there's a member of Congress that all of a sudden, because see, when Donald Trump does something like this, he knows the answer.
Oh, yeah.
He knows the answer. He knows what, I mean, there's stuff he knows. And so he's going to kind of go, okay, well, I'm going to say that. So you get all upset, and then we're going to find out that actually Democrats did exactly what you don't like me doing.
Yeah. Just keep flipping out.
I'm telling you, I think this is, and they are biting the hook on this thing. It's taking a hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
Let's listen to the conclusion with George Stephanopoulos.
So let's get back to George tonight. George, it's very clear the race for 2020 is also on the president's mind. The tweets already trading attacks with Joe Biden, and he told you that he believes he has a strong case to make for re-election.
He's excited about the case on the economy, on tariffs and trade, Dave, and he's excited about relaunching next Tuesday in Orlando, says that over 70,000 people will attend. So he's ready to go out to the country and make that case. But it's also clear, as you saw, David, that he's angry at the press, angry about those polls, and still very concerned and interested in that Russia investigation.
So that was kind of the final talk of it. So the 4 minutes and 14 second piece, and this is what kind of started this whole thing that's out here. So let's listen to Paula Reed is going to be talking about this, and the Paula Reed on foreign interference. This is CBS Morning.
In a new interview, President Trump says he would take information offered by a foreign government about a political opponent. A statement that brought immediate criticism from Democrats, of course. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, what could this mean with top intelligence officials already warning of interference in 2020 and the president now saying he'd listen?
Well, good morning, Tony. This appears to be an invitation to interfere. The president has repeatedly insisted there was no cooperation between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. But in this interview, he suggests he might be willing to work with a foreign government to gain a competitive edge. And this directly contradicts guidance from his own FBI director.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. in my whole life. You don't call the FBI.
President Trump says he wouldn't necessarily alert the FBI if foreign governments offered him dirt on a political opponent.
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
When pressed on whether he would want that kind of interference in U.S. elections, the president disputed the term interference.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
It is a crime for a campaign to knowingly accept anything of value from a foreign national. A poll shows voters from both parties overwhelmingly support a law requiring campaigns report contacts with foreign governments to the FBI.
This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break.
But FBI Director Christopher Wray has urged exactly that.
If any public official or member of any campaign is contacted by any nation state or anybody acting on behalf of a nation state about influencing or interfering with our election, then that's something that the FBI would want to know about.
The FBI director is wrong.
I like that.
Tells it like it is, doesn't
he? He really is. He puts it out there. I'm telling you, I was just watching him, and when I look back at the interview, I go, this guy knows something.
Oh, he knows something.
He knows something.
And they know he knows something.
And so, I mean, here's some things to kind of remember. Do you remember when all of a sudden that Clapper revealed that they had spied on some of the House and Senate members
Right. Because
of the Israel connection?
Right.
And they were wiretapping their senators and members of Congress' phone. How much interference did the U.S. have in the Ukraine election?
Just a wee bit.
How much interference did the U.S. have in the Netanyahu election back during Obama's time?
A lot.
I mean, this thing that we've got clean hands and Donald Trump is dirty.
Well, it was okay if Obama did it.
I mean, this thing, I'm telling you, I'm feeling this thing coming down.
Something coming.
I can feel it. News 793.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Dead man's town. The first kick that took us right hit the ground. End up like a dog.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm reading this right. A newsflash just came over my phone saying special counsel is recommending that Kellyanne Conway be let go for violation of the Hatch Act. That's where you're working on politics and being paid by the federal government. Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Sue, I am great. How are you today, my dear?
I am doing great. I was just thinking about the Netanyahu connection and everything when you, it, almost the exact time when you said it. Do you think that Trump is doing a Trump and like taunting them? Because he knows he can blast that out there at any given moment. And Stephanopoulos knows it. That we, Obama interfered.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, I think he's just, what he's doing is he's setting it up. This is right out of art of the deal. He is setting this thing up.
Yes.
And he knows something's about to come out. And so he's letting these guys' heads explode. And then they're going to kind of go, well, you're the guys that were doing this.
And that's what I think, too.
And I think that they're going to point to Hillary Clinton. They're going to point to the State Department. They're going to point to all sorts of connections. I mean, think about this. So right now we believe that we had the Italian intelligence group, Australian and UK, helping to spy on Donald Trump. Isn't that a foreign assistance to affect an election?
Yes.
By this definition.
Yes. And I think this is Trump's fun. I think having Stephanopoulos on Air Force One was his fun. Because I think he's like a spider with him in his web, and he's just like taunting him. He's like pulling the little strings.
Well, you heard at the opening of that story, George said unprecedented access.
Access.
So he was in the limo, which is totally unheard of. Totally unheard of. Interviewing him, had his camera guy in the jump seat shooting it. He's sitting there in the Oval Office, as Doug said, being disrespectful and leaning on the desk. He's out in the Rose Garden in the sitting area chatting with the president on Air Force One. I mean, I think what he did is he kind of brought him into his, like you said, his web, brought
his
him
web.
In and just got him to do everything. I mean, it was hours and hours and hours and hours of interview, and that's what they took. And I think he just waited till he got to that point. And knew that they
I totally agree. I think he just lured him in. You know, I'm giving you this access, and you think I'm so stupid, and come closer. And I really enjoyed it. And I love your commentary and everything about it. I'm headed to Sweet Creek today. I'm going to get some of those tomatoes.
You are? Are you in town?
Yes, but I'm going back today.
Okay. Well, we miss you. Great talking to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Tell Karen when I said hi.
Okay.
Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I was wondering, how long do you think it'll be before President Trump replaces that $300 haircut, puffy collagen-filled lips, pretty boy Christopher Ray?
Can you say that again?
I don't know. It's... I don't know, because if he fires him, I think that's not going to look good. But I think Boris is one of his lines of responsibility is to make sure Ray does what he's supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Have you ever seen an FBI director that goes out of his way to go against the president as this one does? I mean, everything along his statements has always been to give 100% behind all FBI people and zero behind the president's assertions.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. That was a discussion that we've had before. Here's the difference, James, is yes. that Barr was not around when he was making those other statements, particularly after the IG report. You remember yes. he did that press conference? We yes. basically said that FBI didn't do anything wrong. Well, obviously he wasn't looking very hard if he felt that. But yes. I think you've got a new sheriff in town. And have you noticed how quiet Ray is?
Yes. Yes, sir. I've noticed he hasn't said anything, except I just heard the last comment that he had made. But that maybe that was a previous comment that about that the president shouldn't make assertions, with a relationship with another government, making.
I think they came from a congressional hearing that was about three yes. months ago.
Oh, okay, sir. I see. Yeah, I was worried about him because he always seems to contradict him. But I guess this is from previous statements, like you mentioned, and I'm glad to know that because I've been worried about him because he's very, very not a team player, I guess you'd say, or not a one that we can count on to do anything except support the team, which has previously been very corrupt. And so,
well, what he needs is more Bill Barrs, and because Barr is outstanding. Barr was a tremendous choice.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you. Let's continue on with Paula Reed. Now, Paula Reed's going to be talking about Don Jr. and Hope Hicks testifying.
In an exclusive interview with Dan Crawford last month, even the president's attorney general said the administration needs to act against foreign powers trying to interfere.
How's the Justice Department working now to ensure this doesn't happen again in 2020?
We do have, I think, an increasingly robust program that is focusing on foreign influence in our election process.
The president's challengers for the 2020 election said his comments are further evidence that it's time for impeachment hearings.
We have a president who neither understands the Constitution of the United States or respects the Constitution.
He is yet again open to the idea of working with foreign governments to undermine the integrity of our election system. It's outrageous.
The president's remarks come as his son, Donald Trump Jr., faced additional questions from lawmakers about the Trump Tower meeting, where he and other campaign officials met with a Russian lawyer who had offered dirt on Hillary Clinton. But the special counsel found that meeting did not amount to collusion because the officials didn't know the law and never got their dirt. Yeah. Tony?
Paula, the president's former aide, Hope Hicks, has also agreed to testify. What can we expect from that?
Well, this would be significant, Tony, because this is the first former administration aide to testify in the committee's investigation into whether the president tried to interfere in the special counsel's investigation. But we won't actually get to see this hearing. It'll happen behind closed doors. Eventually, they will release a transcript, but it's unclear how much will actually be for us to see. Because the president has asserted executive privilege over so many of these events, she may not actually have to answer many questions.
News on 93.1. Dan Barr Show, we'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'd accept information on a campaign opponent from a foreign government.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He tells ABC he might or might not report that to the FBI. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells MSNBC the president's giving the green light to other nations wanting to interfere in the election.
We are going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, how are you doing today?
I am great, my friend. And you?
Doing well, doing well. You know, I just listened to you to the news report and talking about how these Democrats are trying to impeach Trump. And it seems like to me, since this man's been elected president, our Congress has not done anything in 2 years except try to dig up garbage and try to get this man kicked out of office. What have they done to benefit the better half of this country?
Not very much.
And here's the question I pose to you. Why in the world hasn't Donald Trump unleashed the hounds of hell on the Democratic Party and on Hillary Clinton? I mean, look at all... They talk about how he's dealing with the Russians and everything during this campaign and everything. Well, has anybody brought up Uranium One with Hillary Clinton? When's this going to come to the light?
Let me answer your question. It's, you know, when you're talking about things that are this big, I think they're about to come to light, and there's kind of a pecking order with it. I think, one, the corruption that happened within the FBI, CIA, Department of Homeland Security, State Department. These things are big, big, big deals. And it takes a little time, and you also don't want to be too early in some of this.
If I was Donald Trump, I would drop a nuclear bomb on the Democratic Party. And everything that I have, everything that my team has in place against Hillary Clinton, I would do exactly what he stated in the debate. When Hillary Clinton stated, it's a good thing that he probably don't have his key to be our president. And he said, it probably is a good thing because I would prosecute you. I'd have you in jail. You know, and the crowd went crazy. Well, you know what? I'm a big Republican. I voted for Donald Trump, and I listen to your show every day. But you know what, Dan? I'm really getting tired of hearing the same old news every day. Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. The Democrats are going to do this. We're going to do that. You know what? When are we going to start seeing some repercussions? When are we going to start seeing these Democrats pay for what they've done wrong? When?
Well, I just told you, Billy. You have to be paid. This thing is so big. There's nothing bigger than the things that we're talking about. These guys may have done, and if they did it, it is huge.
You know what, though, Dan? You know, I called you about a month ago, and I told you I'm still the offer's still there. I'm going to buy you lunch if Hillary Clinton does go to jail. We're going to make it public. If we can get WSFA involved and film it, and we'll make a really great commercial. We'll do something. It'll be a warm, touchy, feely thing. We'll go to Sweet Creek. We'll do whatever we need to do because I know you love that place. I'll buy you whatever you want from there. But all I want to see, Dan, is for you to be true on what you're telling us and that these people go to jail.
Look, hold on. Billy, your attitude sometimes leaks through your telephone calls. This thing is really, really big. I don't know if Hillary Clinton's going to go to jail. I do know that there are going to be some people who I think are in super-duper jeopardy, and I think that they are scared.
But you know what, Dan? I'm going to say what probably 80% of listening audience is going to say. We believe it when we see it, our friend. I love you.
That's fine,
so
Billy.
I believe it when I see it.
Okay, that's great. You live that life. You live that life and own it, okay? See you,
have
Billy.
A good day, my friend.
Thanks, bye. Newstalk 93.1 FM. God, I tell you.
Dang. Maybe you could prosecute. Maybe that would make it all worse.
That's what needs to happen there. Let's see what else happens here. Let's pick up with Sean Hannity last night, and he's going to be talking to Nunes and Meadows. This was an interesting thing. Talking about the FBI and the FBI agents caring about what happened here. Now, Nunes is going to cite the hearing a couple of days ago here, talking about FBI agents at the hearing. Listen to what Nunes has to say.
Without you guys behind the scenes, because we've now seen these closed-door testimony, without your efforts, we would not be here. And this would have gotten away with. And Congressman Nunes, a special applause to you tonight for that speech, which I think probably you're right up there with Lindsey Graham's speech on the day of the Kavanaugh hearings.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sean. And what was amazing to me that I think a lot of people didn't pay attention to is there were two retired FBI agents on the stand there on the witness table, along with Andy McCarthy, who appears a lot on your show and others. What I was amazed at is the lack of concern by these former FBI agents, one of whom Peter Strzok used to work for. And look, they served their country, and I'm sure they did a great job. But when I brought up the fact that we probably shouldn't be using counterintelligence capabilities in this country to target a political campaign, they just sat there. It was almost like they had been coached by the Democrats to not say anything bad about the counterintelligence investigation that occurred. And I'll tell you, if that's the attitude, I know we always say, oh, this happened at the very top of the FBI. But I will tell you, if that attitude permeated throughout the counterintelligence capabilities, and if retired FBI agents think it's okay to use counterintelligence against political campaigns, I think we've gone a long way in this country, because it used to be the Democrats who didn't support the counterintelligence capabilities because they thought that they were spying on their campaigns and on political enemies. It ends up, in fact, they took them over, they corrupted the whole thing, and it seems like that's the attitude throughout the FBI, at least for the former and for most of the former officials.
News Show 93.1, let's go to the phones, let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday.
Hey, Dan, Billy, all the rest of y'all guys, how y'all doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Good, good.
Dan, I kind of hear your frustration there, and, you know, our government, if you look at our government as being like our planet, it makes a complete rotation each day, it's very slow, and sun comes up, sun goes down, and it takes a lot to make the sun, you know, rotation to get back to the next cycle. And that's kind of how the government runs. It runs slow. But let me tell you something, Dan, for all the listeners out there, I don't care if it takes the Trump last 8 years, because he's going to be reelected. But anyway, I don't care how long it takes. I know when the wheel of justice, that cog, hits the right spot, you're in big trouble. Now, they done already rattled the cage and woke the big dog up. as Toby Keith said in his song. And now they're going to have to deal with it, okay? And I do agree with some of the other callers that we need to beat these people down. We need to knock them down. I'm talking politically, not physically. There is no cross the aisle. If anybody that's in the Republican Party tells you cross the aisle, even think that, then let your traitor flag go up immediately. Because these people have risen to a new level of ignorance. Our president has proved it with the interview that he just had. These people don't know their rear end from a hole in the ground. It's kind of shocking that these are the people that are running our country. I believe the reason why they don't know really how the Constitution works and how the laws work is because they've been operating so corrupt for so long outside the range of the policies of our government. You can tell from Comey and the rest of them that they don't know how to do it right. They don't know what the rules are. They don't know what the laws really are. These people have risen to a new level of ignorance, in my opinion. Keep up the good work, Donald Trump. Keep up the good work, Dan Morris. Everybody out there, just ignore everything that you hear. These people are still fueling the same thing that they think we're buying. And we all know what's going on. So, Dan, you keep up the good work over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here, man, because y'all doing a great job. I love listening to everybody. And I'm just saying, God bless America, and God bless Donald Trump, our president. And I'm not going to be worried about any of this stuff or how long it takes, because I've got all the patience in the world, and I'm sure God is going to take care of all of it in his own time and way.
As we was always saying, the fullness of time here. Where are you located right now?
I'm right downtown here.
Downtown here in Montgomery?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Right in.
It's looking good out here, Dan. It's nice, sunshiny.
It's really a pretty day out there, and it's not too hot. That's what I like.
Yeah, very cool this morning. Yesterday evening was beautiful, sitting on the porch.
It really was. Me too. That's what I did. Thanks for tipping on, my friend.
All right, y'all too. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Let's go to the phones and go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you today?
I'm great. Listen, I was the one that called way back in October, November, and said that Loretta Lynch, Lisa Page, and James Baker were probably the only three that were offered a deal to flip, and they did. And I know that was way too early to be talking about those names. But I don't think it's too early to tell you exactly what Trump's talking about when he calls it a witch hunt. We now know what witch he's talking about. And I will bet you a Sweet Creek $60 basket. Then in 24 months, please, please, please make me good on my bet that in 24 months, Hillary will announce publicly that she has some incurable terminal illness. And I do want to say one thing real, real quick. If my namesake was tried, convicted, and sentenced like they did Don Jr., I would be a little bit upset myself. The media is not the news anymore. It's just some kind of fake something. I'm enjoying your show. It's going to be 59 up here at Hard Rock Hill at first daybreak in the morning, and I bet you I'm going to hear some male turkeys trying to do their thing.
I bet you will out there. It was really nice early this morning.
Yeah, Dan, thank you so much for your pain that you go through to share with us whatever MSLSD is. It's not a news source. It's just a media outlet.
It's a pleasure, my friend. An absolute pleasure.
Okay. I'm going to listen to the rest of your minutes.
Thanks, Doug. Break those big rocks into small rocks. Let me go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all doing today?
I'm very good, Alan. And you?
Good. I just got a question. What's Congress actually do for us? I mean, I'm 45 years old, and I remember, like, in high school, we spent months and months on some dude doing steroids in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What? They're not doing anything for years for us.
Oh, yeah, for a lot of years.
And the whole Trump investigation and all the investigations, I don't think we, like the American people, don't care about it. We want laws done, but nothing's getting done for years.
Well, sometimes Congress not doing things is not a bad thing. But there are some things, and border security I put up there pretty high. Health care I put up there really high. And but they refuse to address it.
So how do we get past that to make stuff happen? I mean, we've had the Republican Congress, you know, all to us, but nothing happened.
Well, that's because...
And now it seems like when it's a split party that it just... a bunch of nothing goes on.
Well, that's because when you said that when they had both houses, they had the majority in both houses, but they didn't have a majority enough to do what is called cloture in the Senate to vote on a piece of legislation. You have to have 60 people agree that you need to take a vote, and the Democrats would always block that.
Yeah, I just think a lot of, like, I think both sides of the parties are getting really fed up with nothing getting done.
I agree with that. But again, remember, not getting things done is not necessarily a bad thing.
True, but I mean, it's all we hear news is negative, and like you say, what Trump done today.
Yeah, what's Trump done wrong today?
Well, but we need something done in this country.
Go and vote in the right people.
Well, we have, and nothing is done when we do that.
Well, but again, Well, first of all, we lost the House. Second of all, when you had the Senate, you remember it takes 60 votes to get cloture, and the Democrats won't give you that 60 votes. You can have the majority, but that doesn't really matter if you can't do cloture for a vote.
So what's our hope? I do think Trump will get reelected because everybody's tired of what's going on, but what's the hope for everything?
Well, here is my hope. I hope that... when this whole thing about the CIA, FBI, State Department, and the bad actors here comes out, I hope the American public is really pissed off, and I hope that the media doesn't take this story and try to bury it. I hope they take it and do a mini Watergate, you know, kind of series with it. They really plow it into the ground. It will decimate the Democrats. Absolutely decimate them.
I hope so, and we get some stuff done for our kids and grandkids and everything.
There you go.
All right, Danny, have a good day.
You too, Alan. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. Newstalk 93.1. Demo show going to a break. Be back right after this. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make a mince with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard what's going on at Brubaker Motors. I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it.
We would rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Couple of reminders on Fresh Market. They have the tomahawk steaks. Now they had some out in the the viewing area out there when I went by earlier today. But if you don't see what you like, just tell them to cut you one. And then they have the prime and premium ribeye on sale. They're going to be doing ribs for Saturday from 11 to 3. I know Big John's going to jump in on that bad boy.
All the ribs.
Oh, man. Love this ribs. And when even if you have two people, I can't, I have so much left over. I can eat on that bad boy for a couple of days.
No, seriously.
And they heat up really, really well.
Well, and they really cook them well.
They do. Great job. Cecil's a master at that. And it's Weekly Farm Market. It's got corn, they got melons, they've got Slocum tomatoes. And if you have not had a Slocum tomato, I personally believe there's not one as good as a Slocum tomato. So go down and see Karen at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Tell them you're a Damar Show listener. There's a big family how families will go. I think they were from Illinois. They sounded like they were from Illinois.
Okay.
But you know how families will drive down together from the Midwest and follow each other and go to Florida?
Yeah.
Well, there's a family, like two families that were coming back from Florida heading home, and the kids were all tan and having a great time. And
it's awesome.
They were out chasing the
chickens
and the peacocks and all that kind of stuff. And so the families out there they have this great area you can sit where it's covered, but you have picnic tables and everything, so you can eat your food.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And they were having the best time. I always feel like I need to be with the Chamber of Commerce and go welcome them to Montgomery.
Exactly.
Out here. They're that good. Okay, so let me continue on with Nunes, and he's going to be talking about this New York Times piece and kind of what the effect of this is.
How are we to interpret this New York Times news tonight? Do both of you believe, as I think I'm reading and interpreting, I always ask both of you one question because neither one of you would leak to me the way I wanted you to. I would ask you one question. You're laughing. What's the question? Am I over the target? Am I over the target in thinking countries like Italy, allied countries, and Great Britain and Australia, maybe we're outsourced intelligence gathering by our intelligence people to circumvent American laws, Devin Nunes?
So I think what we don't know yet is we don't know who Joseph Mifsud was working for. He could have been, he's been described as a Western intelligence asset. He was in Italy, so that for sure brings up he could be a part of the Italian government of some kind, an asset there. He could be a British asset because he also lived in London. So, but there's also, it could be possible, quite frankly, that he was working for Fusion GPS or an operation like Fusion GPS through Christopher Steele. And what we still don't know at the heart of this is, where did the Clinton campaign dirty operation that was run by Fusion GPS and the FBI, they were on parallel tracks. When did those merge? And that's really what I think myself and Mark Meadows have been trying to figure out for a long time. And hopefully that's what the U.S. Attorney out of Connecticut is going to get to the bottom of. We have a right to know what countries were involved in this.
Okay, so remember the predicate that's laid down here is that foreign countries interfering in our elections. Now, if the U.S. asks a foreign country to interfere in our elections and to do some things that would have an effect on the election, what are they going to think about that? And I think the big old bear trap that you're hearing about to close on here is exactly going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you did is you coordinated with other countries to interfere in our election. Period.
But you know, it sounds like to me you went around the law to interfere with our elections, our State Departments, our CIA, our intelligence. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I just, why have the law?
Well, and see, that's, well, and if you don't straighten that out, people's confidence in the United States of America is going to dwindle down to nothing. They have got to fix this, and if they don't, they've got a real, real problem. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show, headed to the top of the hour break. Going to be back in just a wee bit.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.